Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So imagine this. The family's gotten together. You're sitting around the dinner table. You know, that food that grandma makes. That chicken soup, that roast, the way she seasons the potatoes, the fried chicken, it's all there for you. You just can't believe how good it is, and you are just so grateful for your grandmother. And of course, everybody eats, has a good time. Grandma brings out the desserts, and you swear that you shouldn't take that second piece, but it's so good that you have to have that second piece of pie or cake or whatever the dessert happens to be. And then the conversation always turns to the old days, doesn't it? The older generation always has something to say. They always point out that bread used to be 29 cents a loaf. Gasoline was 29.9 cents a gallon. A Chevrolet cost $2,000. And a Chrysler, a fancy car, and by those standards, was somewhere between $26,000 and $3,000. And they just can't believe how prices have gone up. And they also start talking and reminiscing about the little town that they came from, how there was the butcher shop and the chicken shop, where you actually got fresh chickens. And there was the drugstore that you had that had the soda bar. And maybe there was a bar or two, two movie theaters, a grocery store. There was very little competition. There was, you know, one of everything or maybe two of everything, but there wasn't superstores. People didn't drive across town to save a few dollars. They may not even have a car. Maybe they had one car. But they pretty much stayed in their town. And time went on. People moved out of that little town. They moved to the big city. Things changed. We started getting supermarkets. And we started getting drugstores on every single possible corner. One would be on one corner. One would be across the street. Supermarkets would be a mile or two away from each other. They would be trying to be capturing the market. So we went from having no competition to having incredible competition. And then things got even more complicated. This thing called the internet came along. So now instead of just staying in our little town, then we moved and progressed to being able to be very mobile, get around, be able to go from store to store. Now we can shop all over the United States, all over the world. How many times have you seen a commercial of someone in their pajamas sitting there at the computer ordering something? It's just the way it is today. Competition has become more. Businesses don't have the luxury of having the captivated market, the capture that they did where people were just in the same town, where they could capture the business because that's all there was. Now we have to really compete with a lot of people, not only locally and regionally, but globally. And what does that mean? That means you have to be a better business person. That means you have to understand more. You have to understand the market. You have to understand your employees. You have to understand social media. And what it comes down to is in business, to be successful, you need to be able to take it today. You need to be able to rise to the occasion. You need to be able to deal with the stress. You need to be able to deal with modern times. You need to be able to take the competition on. If you can't take it on, if you don't get up in the morning and say, I am ready for it, I am ready to compete, I am ready to go to battle, I am ready to win, if you aren't willing to do that, if you are afraid, if you just don't want to pick up that phone and call that person you've never talked to, if you don't want to reach out, if you don't want to change, if you don't want to take chances, if you don't want to be aggressive, chances are the competition's going to be. So in business today, you need to take it to be successful. You need to be willing to turn yourself inside out. And is it worth it? Of course it is. Not only do you make money, not only do you make a profit, not only do you live a great lifestyle, but you can stand taller. You can say to yourself, look what I have accomplished. I have all of these competitors, and I am on top of my game, and I'm going to stay there because there's nothing they're going to do to knock me off the top of my game. I can take it. On the bad days, I can stand straight up, and I can make sure that tomorrow is better. When I have an employee problem, I'm going to deal with it. When I have a customer relations problem, I'm going to deal with it. When I am not just in the mood to be at work and I just want to be someplace else and I am just having a really gloomy day, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to know that I have to be successful, that I have got to take it. So let's get to it. Let's make today, this month, this year, the best we've ever had. Let's make sure that our profits are better than they've ever been, and let's go to it, and let's see who can take the most stress. The more we can take, the more stress we can take, the more understanding we have, the more successful we'll be, and the more profit the business will generate. This is Howard LeWinter. I can take it, can you? And I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.